Psalm 127. Where we love is home, home that our feet may leave, but not our hearts. There is something permanent and something extremely profound in owning a home. Those who have had the experience of building their house and seeing every detail of its design and construction know with how much excitement and enthusiasm each step of the building process is followed. When a person makes an arrangement for an improvement on their house, he or she knows that it is not an expense that he or she is incurring. It is an investment. However, it is not the walls and ceilings that make a home. Family is what makes a house a home. Sadly, sometimes we end up building a beautiful dwelling, and in the process, we neglect not only our family, but also the divine architect and builder. Hebrews 11:10. On the outside, the house may seem wonderful, but if God does not lay the foundation, if we do not have the pillars of our faith firmly anchored in the truth, there will be many resources inside. There will be people in it, but it will not be a family or a home. I often look at a painting on my kitchen wall. It is a list of the values of a home that God builds and that I pray may be true in our home. Trust God, love one another, serve others, pray continuously, work hard, give generously, love Jesus, encourage each other, be honest and true, have faith, give grace, be joyful and give thanks, be kind, be patient and forgiving, speak kind words, delight yourself in the Lord, and know you are loved. That's what I want for my home. That's what I want for my life.